USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authority in Plains, Pennsylvania responded to a shooting on Monday that resulted in three deaths, including a husband and wife. Cops say there was an argument between neighbors about 9 a.m. over shoveling snow. Neighbors say they heard about 9 gunshots. James and Lisa Goy leave behind a 15-year-old son with autism. The suspected shooter, 47-year-old Jeffrey Spade, was found after committing suicide. Plains is located south of Scranton. A lawyer representing former President Trump at his impeachment trial next week plans to argue that convicting Trump of inciting a riot would imperil all political speeches from now on. Attorney David Schoen laid out his strategy Monday for Trump's defense, and that some of the rioters were planning to storm the Capitol well before Trump addressed his attendees. SpaceX announced Monday it will fly a crew of private citizens into orbit around the Earth by the end of the year to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in an attempt to raise $200 million for St. Jude. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
NASA is planning several Mars missions this month, and they're taking microphones. USA Radio News' Wendy King has more.
Three new Mars missions are heading for the Red Planet in February, and they'll be recording the first sounds from another planet. NASA expects its Perseverance rover to land February 18th after the United Arab Emirates' Hope orbiter arrives on February 19th, and China's Tianwen-1 mission arrives the next day. Perseverance carries two microphones. One will record the noise made by laser pulses emitted from the rover to hit rocks. The other microphone will listen to other events on the surface. The atmosphere on Mars is only about 1% as thick as the Earth, so the sound waves will be different. Scientists say they expect to hear wind, falling boulders, and possibly even Mars quakes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
As of today, Mars is 112.81 million miles away. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As President Biden continues to use executive orders in record numbers, one such order will likely send a tidal wave of immigrants flooding into the United States. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
President Biden is set to roll out several more executive orders on immigration this week, which largely roll back the Trump-era rules. One of them is reported to be the end of the so-called Remain in Mexico protocol, which former Customs and Border Protection Chief Mark Morgan says worked well to discourage migrant caravans.
They've just taken away the game changer, one of the most essential tools that we have to address the illegal immigration crisis.
Morgan says this move will encourage more migrant caravans from Central America.
COVID has devastated economic conditions in the Western Hemisphere. That's what's driving the numbers up. You've seen the caravan. The crisis has already begun.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The actual size and the origin of the illegal immigrant population in the United States is uncertain and is difficult to ascertain because of difficulty in accurately counting individuals in this population.
I left my heart.
Tony Bennett has revealed that he has Alzheimer's disease. The 94-year-old crooner's battle with the disease was documented in a lengthy AARP article, which contained interviews with his family members. Life is a gift, he wrote, even with Alzheimer's. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.